Calgary's New Rock Alternative X92.9. That's Tokyo Police Club. The song is called Graves. It's Josh Holliday here, and we are joined by our pal Diva Dave, who stopped by to say hello. How are you, sir?
Well, I am doing really well, surviving the heat.
The heat is on, and I can't help notice on your shirt, it's just like American Eagle, but then did you write that on there?
I didn't write anything.
It says STD.
Boy, standard. Okay. Standard. Because you have problems, don't put it on the rest of us.
I was thinking, oh, man.
With me.
Who writes STD on their own shirt? But that's standard traditional.
Standard. All
right. Josh.
There we go.
They're not even called STDs anymore. They're STIs.
STIs.
So
what does the I stand
for? They changed it to something.
Infection.
We should call the Sheldon Schumer Center and find out.
No, news. We know.
We probably never even get through anyway.
Is it Lana Leach?
Yeah.
Yeah, she told us that they've changed it. I still like STDs. Anyway, well, not like them, but I like the term.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like I said, we support you.
Okay, now I have a question for you, because this has bothered me.
Oh, God.
Calgary is the only place I can find in North America and perhaps the world where, guys, Frosted Tips is still alive and well. And my question is...
That's not fair.
Is this a conspiracy by the hairdressers in Calgary to make a little extra cash? Because, hey, maybe if we get guys Frosted Tips, we make a little extra money on the coloring.
No, it's not a conspiracy. You know, clients are a lot wiser than we give them credit for. You have access to the magazines. You have access to the internet and the newspapers. They know what's in fashion. Unfortunately, in Calgary, they're resistant to change and evolving and being trendy. I go to Saskatoon every 6 weeks, and I can tell you, the women and men in Saskatoon are well turned out. I just sit on the sidewalk and smile every time I see them. In Calgary, they're still very cautious. They're conservative, and the average guy doesn't want to be called a fag because he looks good and he's groomed and preamed, and that's his thing. The stylists here, they're educated. Calgary stylists are educated, and they do phenomenal work.
Right, but my question is, like, why is Calgary the only place where guys have frosted tips? I thought that was like an 80s thing.
Because that's what the guys are comfortable with here.
Like, well, I remember
that's
the
80s. Not our choice as a stylist, as a bald-headed stylist. That's, I can tell you, that's not our choice. That's what the boys are comfortable with. All right.
Now, what about the whole, another thing I noticed is still a lot of people rocking the faux hawk, which... That
was my next question, exactly.
Yeah, is the faux hawk done for? Because that still seems like...
You know what? There's an evolution. There are many variations of it now. You can have it off-center and all that. It's still a funky do, and it is the one do that the guy who wears a suit by day can play down and get away at work in the office in Calgary with. No, to tell him to take his sides way short and make it extreme and defined and then add your frosted tips and really funk it up. That's a hard ask. That's a lot to ask.
Yeah.
It will still be there. It's all back and forth. Everything is cyclical. There's nothing new really in here. That's why I don't really go to the trade shows anymore. You can only deal with so much tees banged heavy out here, bleached out, frosted out here.
Yeah. Well, us, you and I both are in the same situation where we don't really have to worry
too much. The conservative movement.
Yeah. we just get rid of all our hair.
Is this a conspiracy against me and this mop I have
shaggy.
Going on
Yeah,
here?
We got to send you down.
Yeah, but
today.
You happen to have extra testosterone, so your growth is...
You're huge. You're just some...
Intense.
You turn him upside down, Newsboy's a mop. All right. Now, quickly, what's new in your own world? Are you dating anyone?
Ooh. Yes, I am. Oh, yeah, I am. I'm seeing a really cool guy.
Okay.
He's really cool. He's smart.
And who is the...
And he challenges me like hell. He doesn't put up with crap. All right. You got to have that.
Now, who... Like, in the relationship, is there one guy who's more like the guy, one who's more the femme?
No, that's again, that's gay stereotyping and stuff like that.
All right. I just have
and,
to ask.
You know, ideally, a gay man doesn't want to date a woman. So, for one to take on the female role, that's a personal choice.
But sometimes
in a relationship,
you do see differences where there's one you guy do, who wears and the
that's,
pants.
That's,
and one
but that's that person's personality. And right. That's what may have attracted that person. That, you know, they're more passive or whatever. But that's... across the board quite a stereotype.
Okay.
Because there are lots of gay couples I see in Calgary. You would not even imagine them because they don't fit into what you think of what the average gay man should look like or what the lesbian should look like. They wear lipsticks, they wear suits, they're not, you know, twinked out outside. It's cool. Every color is represented, man.
Yeah.
No, well, Doug is a cool guy.
Doug, a
guy. His name
was sent a shout out to Doug. Shit, Doug is a cool guy. All right.
He sounds like a macho. Doug's a macho name.
Doug.
Dougie.
He's
Doug.
Strong.
Let's go play some hockey, Doug.
Yeah, Doug.
He's a
Doug's coming
player.
Over.
He's a soccer player.
All right. Yeah, very good. Soccer. All right. Well, Diva Dave, don't be a stranger.
And, no, I won't. Greetings to Greg.
Greg
he's looking
Harrell.
Good, huh?
Yeah,
you he's having women problems now.
Well,
and
now.
Some stalkers there.
Now.
Well, no, he always day. Had, eh? But he was always on the down low. And now he has stalkers, I understand.
I've heard the stories. All right. Thank you again.
A pleasure.
We will see you soon.
Yeah, we will.